It's us. And it's Wednesday. So you know what that means.
Welcome to the night shift.
Welcome to the night shift. We're back. It's like we never left at all.
We didn't.
Surprise.
We've just been waiting in the queue for 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Just hanging out. Just kicking it. Just hanging out.
Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Welcome to July, Holocult.
Yeah, it's a little toasty out there.
I'm going to start you out with a very depressing fact. As of today, July 2nd, we are now closer to 2050 than we are to 2000.
I don't care.
Me either.
That depressing fact is irrelevant for me.
Yeah, 2050, that just sounds ways off.
I guess I don't even process time like that.
Because it doesn't exist.
I just don't give a shit.
The goddamn Hat Man's in the chat.
Good.
That's awesome. Yeah, I got the Bucky's tank on. Can't see it all the way, but because it's hot girl summer.
Gotta love hot girl summer.
Remember, hot girls, winter's coming.
Hell yeah.
Oh, love it. Anyway, welcome back to the night shift. I hope everybody's doing good. We almost got 30 people in here. Everybody hit the like button, the subscribe button, the notification bell, all that YouTube stuff. YouTube's still growing. We're growing.
Is it? I don't even pay attention.
Yeah, we're like 4,800 and something. 4,800 and change.
I haven't paid that much attention to anything. I started a new job, and that's kind of where my focus has been, trying to remember everything that there is to do and all that stuff. So
jobs suck. New jobs, old jobs.
Yeah, I can't complain. My new job's pretty all right.
Yeah. Got to be better than the tree biz.
100%. No more about to die days. So in theory, my wife shouldn't get a random text that just says, love you, out of nowhere, and then no response.
Wait, what?
I said my wife shouldn't get a random I love you text out of nowhere, because that's what I would always do before I had to do something really sketchy.
Oh, yeah.
I'd just shoot over a quick text, and then I'd go do my thing.
100-foot dead tree.
Yeah.
This might be it.
Yeah. There have been a couple of them.
Yeah, I've gotten some photos from the tops of those, and I'm like, nah, that ain't for me, dog.
Yeah, hopefully it's not in my future anymore.
Yeah.
Officially stepping down.
Just hanging up the old climbers.
Yeah. Six shooters are gone. Time to put on my...
retirement booties.
My camo, like fishing hat.
I've got
a little boonie hat and Mo.
Yeah.
That's my life now.
That ain't bad.
No.
It ain't podcasting.
I ain't mad.
Could be a stepping stone to podcasting.
Hey, let's hope.
What was I going to say? I don't know. I've had a pretty busy week. The boys are in town. I've been kicking it with them a lot. So I haven't been paying a whole lot of attention to a whole lot of stuff. We did have housekeeping stuff. We did have a big spike in our numbers here the last week into this week. So that's cool.
Good.
I don't know if maybe somebody mentioned us somewhere.
No, it's probably the forces of light and dark.
Yeah, it is.
You know, paying attention, and they're like, it's time. Speaking of time, it's time.
It's Vader time.
Dude, I got a riveting question for you in chat. So it's kind of making its rounds again. I think we've had this conversation, but I'm going to approach it a different angle. supposedly here in the near future, when we're ready, whatever the fuck that means.
I'm fucking ready.
Good. Me too. The world is supposed to get hit with a full blanket solar flare, right? Okay. And when this happens, when the solar flare hits, when we're ready, we are all going to evolve, essentially.
Oh.
We're all going to get superpowers.
Fuck yes.
My question is, what superpower are you rooting for?
Do we get to choose? Okay.
You definitely choose, but I'm just saying, if you had to pick one, what superpower?
Is it a superpower that is collective for all the human race? Do we all have to share the same superpower?
No, everybody, because the way I literally just watched a video and it's like, there will be people that can project images from their brain. There'll be people that can fucking shoot lightning bolts out of their hands. So, I mean, it sounds like any and all superpowers are on the table at this point. Mm-hmm. Obviously, it's a lottery, but if you had to pick one. Chat's already going. Flight, super strength, healing.
Oh, manipulation of reality, time, and space.
That fucking sucks. Dude, that's OP as fuck.
Yeah, if I'm getting a superpower, it's going to be the superpower.
That's OP.
Everybody else is going to be flying around. I'm going to be like, nope, nope, nope. Then you're going to be flying in a different galaxy because I just manipulated reality.
So you just turned yourself into Thanos.
Of course I would.
Yeah, that makes sense. I was thinking more like Magneto.
I knew you were going to go Magneto.
I love Magneto.
I'm a big
you can't really pick Wolverine because he's like
just gonna get killed a lot.
Yeah, he's got healing, but the cool thing about him is his adamantium claws, which I don't feel like a solar flare is gonna cause you to have claws. First place tie, Magneto's dope. So
Imagine the solar flare hits. Like, I love that we have to be ready. Are all these other solar flares just like warning shots? Like, hey, you guys ready yet?
I don't know, man. I don't know what it means. It just was saying that when we're all ready, I don't even know how we get to the ready conversation. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because collectively, you would think that we would all have to be awakened. Yeah, like I just saw a video about how there's weird planes flying to the middle of the ocean and then turn around and flying back, and some of the passengers may or may not be on the plane anymore. And I'm like, well, that's not good.
We're like, humans are pretty garbage without having superpowers.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I feel like the majority of humans would turn into Homelander from The Boys.
I haven't seen it, but I've heard about it.
And He's a bad dude. He's a psychopath.
I definitely feel that.
Yeah, I don't. But it played on into, we would essentially go to the next dimension is what happens. I guess that is. Some of these people are washing up in different countries with like shackles on them and shit.
What?
Yeah.
Hold on. Hold that thought.
I'm serious.
Peyton may have just found the loophole. She wants to be immune from everyone else's superpowers.
Oh, yeah. That also makes you kind of mundane, saying.
Then you could just watch me warp reality for everyone else and you just be hanging out.
Oh, man. If we teamed up, we would be, because then essentially I should be able to fly the planet if I can manipulate the magnetism of the planet.
And I can turn the planet into just a giant metal ball and you can do whatever you want with it.
Also true.
We are teamed up. It just works out.
That sucks for everybody.
Okay, back to people washing up on shores and shit. And and all kinds of stuff, dude. Okay.
Mm, Rosemary picks poison ivy. Good classic pick.
I hate poison ivy. Not the character, but the plant.
Oh, well, yeah, that sucks.
Okay, we got...
Yeah, I just briefly saw something about how they were finding bodies washing up in different countries with, like, shackles and shit on.
That's... What?
And apparently this is a thing. I cannot remember the war. I want to say 2007-ish. And it's not Iraq and stuff. It may have been affiliated with, but regardless. That was a thing. Like, they would put people on planes and fly them to the middle of the ocean and then just push them off. And then turn around and fly back.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Are they, like, trying to get information out of them, trying to intimidate other people, or just
doing it for
funsies?
I don't know.
I mean, I don't put it past anybody, really. But yeah, that sucks.
Yeah. Yeah. So as far as human ascension goes, I feel like we're
going backwards.
The cutoff. We're gonna go way far past the cutoff because we're not ready.
No.
People still suck.
Yeah. It's not getting any better.
Mm-mm. No, sir.
So.
No, sir.
Not getting any better.
I mean, I like the idea of ascension. That was a better word than evolve, ascension.
Yeah.
I feel like I could ascend, but I would also politely decline if it meant I had to leave everyone else behind. Because in this situation, the way it was worded, now I don't know if it's metaphorically or quite literally, but we would leave. There would be no human left on the planet because we will have since crossed into the fourth dimension. Therefore, we don't need to be on Earth.
To shed our ethereal bodies.
Essentially, yes.
Which is, you hear that a lot in the metaphysical realms, kind of in the religious realm too.
Yeah.
That's the first time I heard about solar flares. Being the catalyst.
It sounds like it's out of a Marvel comic book is what it sounds like.
Yeah, but if we, like, what would we need superpowers for if we leave our human bodies?
Oh, the fucking dimensional battle that you're supposed to look into, remember?
I need to get a hold of that guy.
Yeah, I know. You need to get him on. Fucking team up and start cry chopping shit.
Oh, he's on our team.
Bro, that's what I'm saying, but if, think about it. What if we could then go fight sectoids? It would be real life. What's that video game? Helldivers.
Gears of War.
And that. I was pretty good at Gears of War. That means I got a chance.
You've been practicing since a long time ago.
Long time ago. I got this.
That means dying, by the way. Oh, maybe they're just trying to sugarcoat a solar flare, just wiping out humanity as a whole. We never know if we ascended.
I did have that thought, too, though.
They're like, hey, something bad's going to happen, but...
You're actually just ascending.
It's actually good for you.
Yeah, you're going to get superpowers.
You're not going to know it, because you're going to be dead. But you may make it to the next plane where you can... You can have a projector in your eyes.
That superpower would suck.
Yeah.
Okay. Better question. This is going to be good.
Okay.
So we heard a lot of people in the chat. We heard what you guys are. John wants to turn into a spleen for whatever reason.
The crimson chin.
So, all right. We heard what we want to turn into, or what superpower we would like. What is the probable superpower we'll be handed?
The ability to turn bread to toast and water to ice.
That's your superpower?
That would be the worst superpower. Cancer. Cancer would be a terrible superpower.
That would be a terrible superpower.
Would that be a superpower?
I feel like it would be one of them double-edged swords where you would essentially be riddled with it but couldn't die, but everyone you touched would then get it and die. Yeah.
That sucks. Get up every day and go to work. Yeah. No thanks. Toilets.
That sucks.
These are the worst superpowers.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of like what mine would be. I think mine would be like it'd be a self-induced superpower, but it would just be I'm in constant disbelief all the time.
You'd have to go back to climbing trees.
But just everything everyone says, I'll just be in disbelief over.
Just be like, no, that's not true.
That's not true. Kyle, yes, this is how you make toast. And I'm like, oh my God.
No, it ain't. No, it ain't. I wonder if every time a solar flare hits the Earth, if like a random, like minute percentile of the population gets a superpower.
Oh, that'd be dope.
It would be sick.
But I like.
Maybe I'd cry less.
I don't know if it's Al or AI Burton. I'll just call you AI. Anyways, the genie issued superpowers. I got it. I like Magneto, right? But instead, it's going to give me the ability to control one little like millimeter of dirt at a time.
Just one ball bearing at a time.
That's the best. No, just a little piece of dirt. So if you made me mad, I could just get it right in your eye, and then you'd be like, oh, dang it. Then you'd have to rub your eye. That's as good as it gets.
You'd just be Inconvenience Man.
That's it right there.
Mild Inconvenience Man. One hit Quebec up here and they got more stupid. Oh, create hangnails on people?
That's the worst. That is
the worst. It is like Wish version of pocket sand.
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
That would be sick to get a superpower.
Yeah.
I feel like they can't just like we talked about, they can't just distribute them to humans because that would be devastating.
Yeah. I did also hear, I don't know if it's true or not. I feel weird on the video, but they were looking at them boogaspheres or whatever they're called.
Mm-hmm.
And they were saying they're chock full of fiber optics and stuff.
That's fucking weird.
Like there's little bitty microscopic holes all over the surface of it that have fiber optics, which means it can see like all the way around itself. And they can see in every spectrum of light. They can see the cells in your body. All types of crazy shit.
Yeah. Like I was going to talk about that. I'm trying to think of my thought processes here. After the last night shift, a bunch of people got to get together and look at the one that they found that they've got like in captivity, I guess. I don't know. But as they were like examining it had changed weights. They said that it was emitting radio signals, and the signal, whatever like frequency this radio signal was, is the same that's been recorded in radio signals coming from people's implants, like alien implants. So that's strange. Also, there were three men dressed up in police uniforms that tried to get to the sphere to, I'm assume, take it, but they stopped them beforehand. I know Stephen Greer had made a big long video on how someone was trying to get into the conference to confiscate the sphere.
Where was the sphere being held when it was trying to be robbed? Do you know?
Somewhere in South America, I think. Speaking of that, there have been now more sphere sightings. Like they're picking up just like the drones. I was just today on X before we got on. I was looking. There has been one filmed in Mexico that looks exactly the same, and they've got a film from Australia that came out of two of them over like the beginning of it looks like a brush fire, just hovering there. So they are definitely picking up in sightings now, which is weird that it comes and goes in spurts. Like,
yeah,
like I said, it was drone or jellyfish, and then drones, and now spheres. It's weird. It makes you wonder, like, how much credence is lent to the theory that there's a mothership in the Bermuda Triangle creating these essentially drones to drone ships to be sent out just to check shit out.
Speaking of, I did see that, and obviously I don't know how relevant the photo was, but all at one time, apparently all these UFOologists found what looks like to be roads under the ocean, almost like it's a city under the ocean, which is kind of bizarre since you bring up the mothership in the ocean. It might have been in the Atlantic too. I can't remember exactly what the post said. I kind of chalked it up as but now that you say that, it kind of jogged my brain where I'm like, well, maybe there is something to it.
Yeah, I have seen the Bimini Road. Just looks like a big someone manufactured a rock road. I know it's tied a lot to Atlantis and shit. Yeah, it's weird. It's weird.
And by that, the bogosphere, by it emitting radio frequencies that are similar or matching implants, it still doesn't do any service in whether these are alien implants or government implants. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Because we essentially don't know what.
Yeah, you don't know where.
Who's behind what.
Exactly.
The fact that it's emitting radio signals is weird.
Fact that it's changing weights is weird.
Yeah, the fact that like they can hold it, but it's not temperature hot, but they splash water on it and it turns it into vapor. It's the thing is damn strange.
It is, and it sucks that the internet does what the internet does and starts making up a bunch of shit. Or it's just been notorious for making up stuff, so now you don't really know which direction to run with.
Yeah. Yeah. It is wild that so many people are catching these things now. I wish I could remember like what the very first one was that was sighted. Wasn't there one in the Middle East they had a video of?
The first one I remember that loosely resembles it was that one you showed me that dropped in at the airport.
Yeah, last year. I thought that there may have been another one. I can't remember. I thought there was military footage of one of the spheres going like around a military base or something.
I remember the squid ones, but
yeah, maybe that's what I'm thinking about.
I don't remember any straight sphere ones. It is crazy, even if it is our technology, fucking crazy that those things are real.
Yeah. And it makes me wonder like what the different like context of them are. What were the drones, you know, because they just stopped like that.
I know.
That shit is bonkers to me that it just. Like they were all in, 10 toes down. Hey, these were just drone enthusiasts flying them around. well, why aren't they still flying them the fuck around? They're still going to be enthused by it. Why did they all of a sudden stop? Why did you guys let them fly them over into like non-commercial airspaces and shit? Like, get out of here with that.
We never really got, as far as I remember, like an official explanation as to what the fuck the drones were.
No, all they said
outside of like it's just people flying them.
Yeah, and so has everybody just stopped? Everybody's drones just ran out of battery or some shit? Like, get out of here. But then it makes me wonder, like, what are the differences in these like mean? Like, what were the drones' purposes? What were the jellyfish's purposes? What are the spheres' purposes? Like, what are they doing out here?
Yeah. I don't know, man.
It's also weird that we haven't got any sphere footage from the U.S. Everyone I've seen has been South America, Australia, England. No spheres in the U.S. so far.
I'll bet there is.
Yeah. Just haven't made it up there. Haven't made it out yet.
It's a fair question, John. What was the government doing while we were looking up at drones?
Yeah, no shit.
Oh, man. I don't know. Like Steve said, though, it all feels a little wishy-washy to me.
It's strange. But they definitely want our attention on it.
Yeah, our attention is constantly scattered thin.
Yeah, I was saving stuff. I need to see if I can find it.
Oh, shit. I did see something. I can't quite remember, but it was... You remember how there was like the big, this is probably going to get us fucking in trouble, but whatever. Remember how there was the big, conspiracy over the past 5 years from C-19, how they had like a war game situation before it happened.
Yeah.
Right. Well, supposedly another one took case. I cannot remember what they were going to call it. Cannot remember. But it also once again involved a bat. Mortality rate was 75%.
Oof.
And it was set to have taken place in New York. That was going to be patient zero, ground zero for the whole thing, right? Well, ironically enough, just the other day, a spot in Canada, which is just right, you know, not far from New York. I can't remember what spot it was. They put out a thing that says they're looking for a bat and a person. So this guy was like, I mean, is this a thing or is this not? Like, it sounds like straight up from a outbreak with the dude and the monkey. And I'm like,
we're looking for a man and a bat.
Yeah, that's what I heard anyways. I can't verify. I just happened to, you know, see that one little snippet and I'm like, what? Get the fuck out of here.
Is he one and the same? And is he looking for a rogue criminal clown?
I don't know.
That's, it makes you wonder because like you had a couple dudes trying to smuggle in biological matter into the United States.
I heard it over on the west side. I can't remember if it was in Cali or not. They found a goddamn Iranian missile under somebody's house. Just live military ordnance under someone's house.
How? I don't know. You know what? It doesn't shock me. When I watched the City Morgue video and they had a rocket launcher under their mattress in the abandoned apartment building. Did you see that video?
Mm-hmm.
Anything goes.
Yeah. Anything goes. Oh, yeah. I don't doubt it. Fun fact, just because I see the word Gotham, I did see a thing where supposedly Gotham is based off St. Louis.
Yeah, of course it is.
I mean, it makes a lot of sense. Anyways, I just saw that and thought I'd share. Yeah, but it is, the world's crazy. The world's fucking nuts.
Oh, a person in Toronto may have come into contact with a bat exhibiting symptoms of rabies. Oh, God. It's quarantine. Seen that? The movie Quarantine?
Oh, yeah. I saw the first one.
That's the American version. It's also called Wreck, where, like, old boy is weaponizing rabies.
Yeah.
Yeah. That movie's scary.
Bro, I'm just saying, Twiz, somebody overlaid the map of St. Louis and Gotham, and it fit. I don't tell you. Don't get your panties in a bunch. Bring some Faygo.
Except St. Louis doesn't have any superheroes. It's just all villains. It's just
true.
All crime all the time.
It's true.
Someone got shot in the Jack in the Box parking lot that I go to get tacos at work.
That sucks.
If I were to go there and get my garbage dog food tacos and I miss out on them because people are shooting each other in the parking lot, I'm going to be pissed.
We should probably quit podcasting, quit our jobs, and open a Jack in a Box.
I would get high on my own supply.
It would be a 24-hour Jack in the Box. The only two employees are Steve and Kyle.
Rosemary, I think it's two for $1.99 now.
Wow, that's whack.
Yeah, fucking inflation.
Yeah, but those are supposed to always...
Nelly's St. Louis superhero.
He's probably the closest to what we got.
Yeah, Jack in the Box tacos have no business being as good as they are. They are just absolute garbage. Delicious garbage.
Oh, they are.
Just grease and not real meat. They fry the lettuce in it. Just all of it. Just poof.
And it slaps every time.
Every time. I would eat 15 of those motherfuckers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
We could call it, if we do a cryptid version, we could call it Spring-Heeled Jack in the Box.
There you go.
Burton, you've never had Jack in the Box?
And then we've got to wear moon boots while we're working.
Yeah. There's just not going to be any. Well, since we're going to have superpowers, I'm just going to manipulate the Jack in the Box to have no gravity.
Oh, yeah. Good call. And if I'm Magneto, it'll make working fryers and stuff real easy.
Yeah.
I don't even have to get dirty.
Yeah, Burton, if you ever go somewhere and there's a Jack in the Box, just get the tacos. Don't fuck with anything else.
Yeah.
Just get the tacos.
Their breakfast is good, though, if you get up early enough. But if not, yeah, tacos for sure.
The tacos are worth it. Like, you're going to look at them and you're going to be like, there's no way I'm putting this in my body. And then once you get the courage up to do it, you're going to be like, this was the best decision I've ever made in my life.
Agreed. Me and my wife often talk about how we need a Jack in a Box here in our hometown.
I know, they keep building horseshit restaurants here.
I agree.
Pissing me off.
Yeah, because Burger King tacos don't.
They're not the same.
No, they don't stand a chance to Jack in a Box.
I've had Whataburger. What's the other one? Whataburger and Five
Guys? In-N-Out.
I had Whataburger in Texas, and I wasn't that impressed.
I had one of them, and I was the same. I didn't think it was that great.
No. Like, I mean, it wasn't bad. No,
I may have had them both. One of them definitely didn't stand out. Or I'm like, this sucks.
But it wasn't like the way everybody makes it out to be.
Yeah.
Hell, yeah, right, Yeti? They look gross, but they're so good.
Yeah. But that's coming from two idiots that like Jack in a Box, too. So take that for what it's worth.
Yeah. Whataburger could be delicious. And
we're just dumb.
Is it Whataburger? In-N-Out? Did I try In-N-Out?
I don't know. I tried one of them and it sucked. I feel like it was in and out, but I don't know.
Yeah, it was Whataburger because I did have their spicy ketchup. Their spicy, I'm not even a ketchup guy, right? Not even a ketchup guy. But their spicy ketchup was pretty good.
Not a ketchup guy either.
I think it's one of those things as you grow older and you grow wiser and your palate matures, you realize that ketchup just ain't it.
Oh. No, except for Red Robin. They got like the smoky pepper ketchup. That's really good.
I'll never be a thin man. I just want to point that out.
I don't remember if the fries were lame.
Where at?
I don't know.
I can't remember. I had to dip them in ketchup, so they weren't that fucking good.
Yeah, ketchup's like a last resort. It's if things suck.
What else weird we got going on here? Oh, I did have something happen here at the house that I'll talk about. It's not crazy.
Hopefully but it's weird Lucifer enough. Showed up.
Yeah. He can get it too. Give me superpowers or get out of here.
Now mayo and ketchup mixed. I fuck with that.
That's fancy sauce, right?
That's the good stuff there. Anyways, what you're saying about your weird stuff?
It was in and out. You've just been corrected.
Oh, yeah.
I'm pretty sure mine was Whataburger. Mine was Whataburger, and it's not bad. Okay, it's not bad.
Had Whataburger too. I know we did, and I didn't mind. I didn't mind that one.
It's not bad, but it's not like eh. Hey, Holocult, we are back and excited to announce our continued partnership with Mood. Mood is an online cannabis company that's revolutionizing how we deal with life's challenges, from sleepless nights to stress-filled days. Mood.com has created an entire line of functional gummies that target specific health concerns with 100% federally legal THC blends, and they'll deliver them discreetly right to your doorstep. Mood's mantra is that cannabis should be accessible, affordable, convenient, and transparent. But most importantly, they believe in supporting American farmers who make all of this possible. Mood was created in 2002 as an online source for 100% federally legal cannabis grown on small, pesticide-free American farms. Mood has gummies for literally everything: immune support, menopause relief, PMS symptoms, mental clarity, sexual arousal, and each one is crafted using federally legal cannabis grown on small, family-owned American farms. That's no pesticides, no BS, and they ship to most U.S. states. Best of all, not only does Mood stand behind everything with an industry-leading 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I'd mentioned, Holocult listeners gets 20% off their first order with code HOLO. That's H-O-L-O. So head to Mood.com, browse their amazing selection of functional gummies, and find the perfect gummy for whatever you're dealing with. And remember to use our promo code HOLO, that's H-O-L-O, at checkout to save 20% on your first order.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Johnny Clemens, aren't you supposed to be working, bud? It's a Suncoke supervisor. He likes to sit in and listen to me talk shit on the company.
He's justifying ketchup.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, something weird. So I think it was right after the last night shift. It was either Wednesday night or Thursday night. Early as fuck in the morning. Right as the sun was coming up. In the house by myself. Shutting the TV off, getting ready to go to bed because I work midnight, so my sleep's backwards. And like the east side of my house, there's nothing there. There shouldn't, like, my yard is fenced in and then I have a pool fence behind it. So to be close enough to the house for me to hear anything, like, you have to be like in my shit, right? Just out of nowhere, house is silent. I hear one solid cough, just it sounded like a man coughing. And I'm like, what in the fuck is going on? So I immediately poke my head out the front door because I'm thinking, man, they like the sound sounded like it could be near like where I keep my garbage cans. I'm like, are the crackheads down the road fucking with my garbage cans? No, nobody out there. There were still like birds in the area. So if there was a person over there, the birds would have been scared away. Immediately made me like check my spare rooms and like my utility room and shit. It was that pronounced. And I'm like, well, maybe somebody walking around the graveyard. Nope, nobody out there. And they would have had to have coughed really fucking loud for me to have heard it. But it was. It was like just a disembodied voice just clearing their throat. Somebody said maybe it was something or someone letting me know that they're here. Like me tuning in to somebody that's trying to get my something that's trying to get my attention.
You should probably buy some throwing stars. Home defense.
I should.
And then every time you hear a noise, just blindly throw a throwing star at it.
Yeah.
And then turn the light on and see what it hit.
Probably myself.
It's a possibility. When you're throwing stars in the dark.
Peyton, I have no pets except for a turtle. The turtle's not very vocal.
Maybe it was the Fae fucking with you because you're supposed to have a letter for me. Did you ever get a letter?
No, but I talked to her about it.
Yeah.
And I haven't checked the mail in probably 3 or 4 days, but her post office has screwed it up. So everything's set back a ways. But I'll go there tomorrow in the morning and check.
Yeah. It's supposed to be an explanation of why I'm the Fae Lord.
Yeah. I'll check because she asked me.
Steve, do you think by me commanding an army of the Fae that essentially I could turn into Magneto without actually having magnetic abilities? Because the Fae would then, like, if I commanded them, they would fly around and bend stuff for me and bring me stuff. I feel like it's plausible.
It wouldn't be
it's a stretch.
Specifically Magneto.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But it would still be a dope superpower.
Yeah. Okay. I could fuck with that.
Frank's still fine. Frank just lives with her mother now.
Yeah, in a different place.
In a different place that is not this place. Johnny makes a good point. What if whatever's coughing already has throwing stars? I'll have to get bigger throwing stars.
Interesting. That's quite a conundrum. No. Oh, Steve, you know what that turns into? That's a high noon situation, bro. If you and Entity has throwing stars, now you got to draw down on each other.
I'll cheat.
Now it's who's fastest.
I'll say turn around 10 paces. We turn around throwing star. And as soon as it turns around, throwing star.
Yep. I fuck with that.
Cheat to win.
I fuck with that.
But it was weird. It was weird because I thought I'd heard some other weird stuff. Almost like.
Oh, dude. We should just. Well, I mean, at this point, we should just set up recorders in your house.
Almost like singing, but you can't really tell it's singing. Like it sounded like singing.
That might be Lucy.
It sounded like singing, but like no radios were on, no televisions were on. Then I'm like, maybe it's just the pipes, the water running through the pipes.
Sure.
And
just like you justifying that someone in the graveyard coughed. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
You never hear that.
And then I was talking to JJ about it, which I'm surprised she's not in here. I was talking to JJ about it, and she's like, before I even said anything about the singing, she was like, I've been having people talk about hearing like disembodied voices, mostly singing. There's been a bunch of us hearing singing because I was telling her about the cough. And I'm like, actually, yeah, I did hear that. Weird.
I haven't heard any singing lately. I haven't really experienced much, but I've been so laser focused on remembering all my stuff with work that I have lacked in every other department in life.
Well, the one time that I was talking about wanting like weird stuff to happen, I think it was 2 or 3 night shifts ago. JJ's like, pay attention. I'm sending someone to let some weird stuff start going on. And then nothing had happened until like last week or the week before.
Speaking of, I need to get us some dowsing rods so we can start asking questions when we're together.
Ooh, I got a Ouija board in my Amazon cart that has one of those little pendulums that answers. You hold it and it swings.
Oh, that's cool.
So we could do that. I haven't bought it yet, but I'm going to.
Yeah.
John, you've been hearing voices too?
I've actually been seeing videos a lot lately of the Ouija board. Like, it's making a resurgence, but they're all warnings. Don't do it. Terrible idea.
I don't buy into the fact that Ouija boards are inherently evil. I don't.
Question. Here's a theoretical question for all my Ghostbusters out there. Now, let's say everybody says, like, oh, if you're doing a thing with the Ouija board, it'll be in your house. Well, what if we did it out in Steve's yard?
I already have Ouija boards in my house.
Yeah, but we're not using those.
Who cares?
Those don't count.
We'll use them.
Well, you're a noob. You're a noob because you have Ouija boards hanging up.
I am a noob, and I just want to be part of something.
I feel that.
That's what I was told.
I feel that in my soul.
I'm a noob because I have Ouija boards hanging on my wall and I just want to be part of something.
And then theoretically, after you're done dealing with the Ouija board, all you got to do is go, hey, you can't hang out with me. Go away. And then they have to go away.
Yeah, because everybody knows exactly how the phenomenon works, apparently.
Yeah, that's the rules.
I'm going to roll my eyes into a different fucking dimension.
And no, John, we're not inviting them in, or we're not inviting them. We're just inviting them for a conversation, not to move into the fucking house.
They probably already live here.
It's got a no vacancy.
The boys are here, and I had to work the other night, so Maddox just stayed here with one of his buddies. Everett refused to stay here.
Why?
18 years old, grown-ass man was like, nope, I'm going to go stay with grandma. I'm not doing it. He hasn't even had anything weird happen here.
Is it just because you talk about it once in a while?
I think he listens to the show and freaks himself out.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Maddox was in here. He's like, Dad, can I use your ghost box while you're gone? I'm like, no, you're not. Because you're going to get scared, and then my mom's going to be driving back and forth, picking you up.
No, Steve has a special front lawn, okay?
Yeah,
there's plenty of people to hang out with in his front lawn.
My front yard is a cemetery.
See? They can go hang out over there, and we can just have a conversation once in a while.
But, as I was saying, I don't believe that Ouija boards are inherently evil or inherently have any kind of power. No different than any other kind of, like, connection tool, like a REM pod or an EMF meter.
Oh, no. So what about this, Steve? Hear me out. I'd like to hear the naysayers up in this bitch with this one. Oh, how would it be any different than if I took a sheet of paper and wrote a question to the ether on that sheet of paper?
It's not.
That's what I'm saying. It's the same thing.
Yeah. It's all intent and contact. That's why, like they were initially, what were they called? Talking boards. But before that, people would do like automatic writing and shit. Like, still, yeah. You're still opening it. Like, you're using tools to open yourself up to connection with whatever is whatever the phenomena is.
Because if you run it with the definition of like anything you do with that Ouija board is a gateway, then essentially anytime you write a question down should be the same, theoretically.
Yeah, because you're looking for contact.
Like, I could be writing a book and ask a question, and then the assholes in the ether are like, oh, I'm going to answer this. Technically, he just asked me a question. That means I can latch onto him, and I'm with him forever.
Oh, okay. Here we go. While the exact number of Ouija boards sold is not particularly available, it's estimated that Parker Brothers alone has sold over 10 million Ouija boards.
See, that's a lot of demon summoning.
That's a lot of portals opened. Okay, there, dorks. That's a lot of portals open. That's just from one manufacturer. Miss me with that. It is a game that can be used no differently than any other kind of connection device. I think it's all about intent.
I agree. I think things can negate intent. I'll believe that.
I do too. And I think the intent can easily be manipulated, right? Mm-hmm. And it's a broad brush. I feel like people that don't understand it go in wanting to contact. That's it. Preferably, you know, their grandma or their dead relative, yada yada yada. But I think once you open that door with the intent of contacting something, it lets a lot of other things contact back.
And I get what you're saying there, Twiz. You know, he said that the difference in the Ouija board is supposed to be an entity taking over you to answer that question. Well, I feel like it could be the same in the context of writing.
And what about a pendulum? You know?
Yeah, same thing.
What are some of those other things that they did?
I do refuse to believe that everything. I know a lot of you are in the opposite camp, but I do refuse to believe that every device is always inherently evil. I refuse to believe that as well. I don't believe that at all.
Because yeah, me too, because I have Ouija boards, I have REM pods, I have ghost boxes. My house should be full of demons right now.
And then essentially
there should be 12 portals in this room right now.
And then you could,
and they're all just portaling back and forth.
If you're in that, then they're, if you're in that camp of everything is evil at that point, then there can, you can never buy in or believe any positive story that comes from the ether, right? You hear of mediums or, you know, whatever. At that point, you can't even believe someone talked to an angel.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because that's all a form of communication that we don't have a for sure answer to.
Yeah. And like, what's the difference in, you know, I guess, like trusting the phenomena through contact via Ouija board, or trusting contact from the phenomena through tarot cards.
Well, a lot of people would still consider tarot evil.
Yeah, but I'm like, are they like contextually?
It's still a shunned practice. That's a good question. I feel like it's the only difference is intent.
Because like you're essentially trusting what the cards tell you, right? But like what's piloting that? Is there something regarding the phenomena that's behind what cards fall?
Prayer is us asking for answers. Ouija is letting something answer through this. I still don't see a massive difference, to be honest. Because you'll also hear people suggest pay attention to the signs. God will answer you. You have to pay attention to the signs. You have to be open to his intent and his form of communication. And those signs in communication, most of the time, not in every case, but in a lot of cases, is open to interpretation, in my opinion.
So the same, this essentially, this the same dowsing rods would be the same as a Ouija board.
Yes.
Because you're letting something answer through you.
Yeah, yeah, everything, tarot included. I mean, like Twist said, it's considered witchcraft. Like the most things, I think is, correct me if I'm wrong. I don't know, Colleen. You'd probably know better than me, but I do believe that, at least I've heard that there's passages in the Bible in reference to that, like you're not using anything like that is a massive no-no. Nope, can't be doing that. We are not intended to communicate beyond the veil.
Which, them like putting do not use stamps on it almost lends more credence to it being real. You know, why put a warning label on something that doesn't have a threat? That isn't a threat. Speak her name still, and she appears.
I still, like, I know this is fucking blasphemy for a lot of people, but because I still humbly disagree with what you're saying. I'm going to foot and mouth here, but like the comparison is similar, at least. It's hard to word that appropriately. Because when you say humbling yourself before God, like, and I'm not trying to be disparaging or anything like that. Like, it's still like an ethereal being coming into you and communicating. It might be communicating to you, but there's also things that happen in regards to that, where, like, because you hear people say the Holy Spirit enters them, and like I still find that similar to kind of what you're saying about how something is just using you essentially to answer your question that you asked. I don't believe that it should be inappropriate for someone to try to communicate past the veil. For some reason, it is. It's considered a massive no-no by a lot of people. And I'd like to know the real reason as to why that is. I don't believe that that was the way it was intended. I think that if I had to be honest, I feel like it's a twofold system. A, it brings people communicating past the veil or attempting to do so, brings people closer to said ethereal being because it builds a relationship. And there may be a possibility that people at some point were actually getting answers, or it was somehow influencing and altering our reality. Therefore, people in charge are like, wait a minute. We gotta put a stop to this shit. Steve is getting too far ahead in life. He's figuring shit out, and we can't be having that. I 100% believe that that's something humans would do. Instead of embracing the possibility of ascension, whether it be spiritually, mentally, of human race, I feel like it is more profitable for certain humans to keep that barrier in place and keep everybody down.
Man, it's getting real, real philosophical in here.
It is. It is. I kind of like it. I kind of like it. I like the direction.
And if
I need to read what Virgil said.
If God, the source, whatever you want to call it, if the A number one that people are praying to is above and beyond everything, wouldn't he sort of be behind whatever is contacting you through these means?
That gets in deeper waters.
Yeah, we're going to play the free will thing. Like, no, he gave these beings free will to contact you and tell you your future.
I kind of feel like that is a thing. You know, everything has its place.
I feel like that's a cop out.
I don't know. That question will never be answered because you'll never be able to pick that brain.
I know. Sucks.
You know.
What a nice little backdoor caveat that slid in there. Like, you'll never know the answer to this, but we're going to keep pushing it.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I just don't understand how communication beyond the veil is bad. Not to mention, you know, there have been so many people throughout times who have been so spiritually captivated that it's made them and their culture stand out.
Because tools like Ouija are considered demonic, you contact God through prayer.
I don't believe that, man.
Would a rosary be considered a communication tool?
That's a good question.
Because a lot of people like that when they're saying their prayers to have one of those. Does that streamline your prayers?
What's a pagan practice?
I like when the chat's wheels get turning. It's a prayer tool.
I like that, Colleen. The fallen angels shared things to humans that God didn't want shared to us. Why? Not sure. I like that question. I like that whole statement there. Because that the question would be is why? Why did he supposedly not want us to have these things?
And why didn't he stop them? If he's omnipresent and omnipotent, he knew that they were going to. So if he's omnipresent, he knew that they were going to do this. If he's omnipotent, he could stop it. Why not? Now you've just got all this forbidden knowledge floating around because he just said, yeah, I could have done that, but I'm just not going to.
But then it branches off into these deep waters.
Free will, baby. There it is. Free will.
Yeah. But I think it's more complex than that. I really do. Cause if I put myself in God's shoes and there has to be, there are a lot of parameters that would come with this, but let's just, for sake of argument, if I needed and or wanted a following for whatever reason, I don't know what that end game looks like. I have no fucking clue. I didn't even like being the foreman of a 2-man crew. So therefore I wouldn't even want a fucking following. So, but putting myself in that situation, I would rather allow, because at the end of the day, you have these parameters that you've built this whole system on of people need to make a choice regardless. And it should be their choice to make that choice. I should not forcefully make them do something. At the same time, it doesn't count if me and said person are communicating with one another and I go, well, why didn't you just tell me that you love me? And they go, well, I do love you. I love you. And you're like, it doesn't count now because I told you that that's what you needed to do. That doesn't count. So what I'm getting at is you would want people to to follow you because they chose to follow you. They looked past the temptation that is being put in front of them. And it's just like, you know, with friendship, because people don't have the type of friendship that like me and Steve have where it's ride and die no matter what. You have, you know, Steve could have this outside source coming to him and being like, yo, Kyle's a piece of shit. He's a dirtbag. And that could be this outside influence that sways Steve from my friendship. And he's like, yeah, you know what? Kyle is stupid. I get bent. I'm out. Instead, Steve is like, you know what? Get fucked. I don't care what you said because I'm riding with my dude, you know? And I was, that was extremely long-winded, but I think it just comes like in that aspect, it comes down to wanting people to choose to be by your side and not being manipulated to do so or anything like that.
And I also want to be clear that like me asking these questions is not like knocking anybody's thoughts or on religion or what they believe in or anything. Like these are questions that I'm genuinely curious about. Like with the omnipresence and the omnipotence, like why does anything happen? If there's an entity that can stop it, why does it happen? Which I also
agree with that. Like, cause we've had this conversation about like child cancer and stuff like that, you know, and it, I don't know. Like if you look at the grand, it's so hard to contemplate those situations and questions. But I feel like, I don't know. I don't know. Because anything that I could say could be argued. Because my initial thought was, if you were omnipotent and could change anything at any time, then what's the point? You know what I mean? So I kind of feel like it would be far more likely that omnipotence isn't what we think it is.
And then it leads it like that stems off into something like, why demand? Like if you are the almighty super duper A number one powerful being, why demand worship? Why set parameters where like if you do not do this, if you do not think like this, if you do not put me at A number one, damnation forever.
See, I think that type of shit, I think that's all man-made bullshit. 100% all day, every
that.
Day.
I can get behind that.
I think that is without question man manipulated bullshit right there.
I can get behind that.
I don't, it's a very human
thing to do.
I absolutely think that that's a human thing.
Fair play.
Because there's so much profit from control. Because to me, it just doesn't, like we've talked about it off air several times, Steve, about this kind of this topic. And it does not make sense to me to just make all these fucking rules and then instant damnation for breaking one of them. I don't buy that. If you were to really look at the past, I think a lot of that shit is all man-made for specific reasons.
Yeah, like we were talking about getting into heaven and stuff. We were talking about it just off the air the other day. And like I'm sorry, but there is no part of me that's going to get behind any kind of construct that can have a man murder a child. That child goes to heaven. The man says, "Oh, sorry. You know, now I'm cool. Now I take responsibility for my actions and I believe the way that I'm supposed to be." And then he gets a seat at the same table as the child that he murdered. Just not. That's just not for me.
That is a conundrum.
And because like, essentially, that's how some of these things work, right?
So I'm not even the the resident expert on this. I only go with what I feel, right?
Either, like, this is just
so, but here's how I feel about it. And I don't even like the answer to this. So I feel like, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart, and I also am man enough to acknowledge the fact that I would not want it to be this way. So in my head, if a man cold-blooded murdered a child, and for whatever reason, he's now gone, the child's gone, it'd be prior to that. For whatever reason, he does this act, takes the life of a young child, or anyone for the fact of the matter. I feel like if he, in whatever moment, gets to that point in his life where he is truly 100% from every fiber in his being sorry for that action that he committed, that there's his ticket, right? Odds are, though, Steve, if a person commits that heinous act, they're not sorry, right? And those would be the ones that are, even though he's trying to get that golden ticket is denied because his sorrow is not real. It's a facade that he's trying to use to get through the pearly gates. You know what I mean? Once again, I'm going to go ahead and say it. If that child was my child, yeah, you ain't getting in these pearly gates, motherfucker.
No, we're both going to hell now.
That's right. That's exactly. So I'm not saying I like that outcome. I'm just saying that logically, that might be the answer there.
Yeah, I feel that, Verge. We were on the same page.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, 100%.
Heaven would be very vacant.
Yeah. Well, and to my understanding, old God wasn't exactly all love and light at one point. He was pretty. And I, once again, I'm not a resident expert on religion or anything like that, but
no, we're just talking, just have a conversation here.
Yeah. I mean, I like where it's gone. I like, you know, cause it all stems from communicating past the veil.
Yeah.
Isn't that one point, Rosemary, that you say that
Yeti.
Isn't astrology kind of considered a no-no too by some degree? I could be wrong with that. If anybody knows, let me know. Cause I do feel like almost everything outside of crazy devotion, valid point, Colleen, valid point. I just feel like I was kind of taught or informed that any form of communication through the veil is a fucking, it's all witchcraft. It's a no, you don't do it. You're going to hell.
We need to do an episode on the mud floods.
Yeah, I've thought about it. It's a big topic, though.
Yeah. Not to change the subject, but I'm just reading through the chat here. Sometimes it's nice to get into these conversations with the crew, with the chat, because I like being able to take a lot of other perspectives into account, which...
Oh, for sure.
Like, me and you have our own perspectives on it, but when it's just us, it kind of, like, kind of our own echo chamber, right?
Yeah, it gets echoey, for sure.
But having other perspectives is nice.
Oh, absolutely. I love whenever you or anybody else can make really good points where I'm like, oh, yeah, that's a good one. I didn't think about that. Sugar Bee, I like that. I do think that the overall point of God, per se, is not how you envision it. It's just a simple fact that you do believe. Like, that's the most important aspect of it.
Yeah, like, I don't know. It's interesting. It really just gets my brain turning when it comes to these things.
I love it. I love, I guess I love philosophy and in these deep conversations. I love spiderwebbing the ideas together and apart.
I'm always down for a cheeseburger, too.
Cheeseburgers are dope.
Was it this last episode that was it the Falcon Leak where we were kind of talking about like how UFOs kind of stick with human ability?
Well, it was I think we did it in both episodes.
Yeah.
Where there's like an evolution pattern, which I dig it. I think it's legit.
Yeah. And like what if the star that the three wise men followed was a UFO? That would alter things.
Mm. Yeah, Virgil, that's kind of why I never did buy into that, because I was raised that way, and I was like, this is dumb. I'm not doing that.
I actually went into the Catholic Church before I got married because my ex-wife was Catholic. So I had to be Catholic. So I went through all the catechism classes, and I was what, probably 20. So that was a very eye-opening experience to kind of learn that, not being raised as that.
Yeah. Yeah. They also taught that God was everywhere as well. Because I do remember some of it. And I remember even at a young age thinking, well, if he's everywhere, why the fuck do I got to come talk to you?
Why can't I just talk to him? You can feel important.
And that's kind of what I was getting at. Like, some of these things want to put a barrier on you communicating and building a relationship with, you know, your God, so to speak. I think there's a vested interest in that. And it could be as simple as just, you know, organization. Like, it's been pointed out. Like, I think Mikey pointed it out. You know, how it's just an organization. I don't know. It's just, it's crazy that I love how it's all tied together, though. It really is. Everything's tied together.
We have a Monday's episode is a spitball episode that we just threw together. We didn't really have a script, but it turned out pretty good.
It's not Teaser Abby.
It got pretty weird. It's on mimetic viruses, demons, and technomancy. So prepare yourself for that. It was pretty good. We got some potential heaters. Thinking about doing an episode on the 2003 war in the Middle East, just being a power move to get to the Tomb of Gilgamesh. How's everybody feel about that?
Yes, fucking do it already. Don't talk about it. Be about it.
I know. I gotta write it.
Yeah, you do.
You know, getting to them weird conspiracies. We also had a person contact us that is a high member of the Rosicrucians. Maybe we can get him on. Talk about it. I don't know what the Rosicrucians do. But he's... I don't know if it's a...
I didn't even fucking read that. I don't know where that came from. Well, I think the Rosicrucians were rumored to be behind the Guidestones.
Anyway, he said that they would be willing to share... the secrets of the Rosicrucians with us if we were interested.
Yeah.
I don't even know what they do. I don't know what secrets they would have.
I don't know. Maybe we'll turn into Constantines.
Magneto Constantine?
Hell yeah.
What a weird synchronicity. Rosemary? I've been seeing a lot of Gilgamesh stuff on X, and I went down this weird rabbit hole. Like, there were rumors that Hillary Clinton had emails about the Tomb of Gilgamesh, and like, wasn't Gilgamesh?
I have no idea.
He's a Sumerian god, right? Like a Sumerian king or some shit.
I don't know. I've only heard the name.
Trying to become immortal. Right?
Oh.
I feel like I got to get my shit straight before I do an episode. King. But yeah, I know.
I mean, it does sound appropriate. Like it definitely would be a thing.
He was trying to figure out immortality. And I think
feel like a lot of people of the past tried that.
And I think that's why the elites wanted to figure out what he had going on. Anyway, the more I was diving into it, I started seeing posts from soldiers that were in the I think it was the Iraqi war. Well, yeah, we went in for weapons of mass destruction, which didn't exist. Mm-hmm. So there were soldiers, U.S. soldiers that went in that have come out and said that with them in their platoons or whatever the fuck was over there, there were fairly constant teams of archaeologists that were also going in with them to try to find exactly what this is.
Well, you need to do it already. I'm tired of waiting.
So you know how it is.
No, I don't.
I start them and I don't finish them.
I pick a topic and I power through it no matter what.
Yeah, I start it and then I get like 600 words in. I'm like, I'm not interested in this anymore.
I know. And then, so you have all that. I've been looking into the Black Eye Club. Little conspiracy game. Then I just saw one today that I'm going to have to look into. Possibly going to be one of the cooler episodes we've done, but apparently I'll try not to give out too many details.
Some nerds will try to swoop it from us.
Yeah.
Nerds.
An alien escaped military captivity. A random trapper catches him, turns him back in.
What a dick.
I don't know if it's real or not, but I'm going to find out.
Oh, it's real.
Because it's too good.
I've got a whole bunch of like snippets of weird shit. A lot of it very conspiracy theory. I know we kind of skim the surface of conspiracies because I know it's kind of polarizing for people. But there's a lot of things that we can look into, like the Red Shoe Club, which leads back to the giant demon underneath St. Paul's Basilica.
I'm with it.
They are harvesting energy from.
See, these are the stories that we need to be doing because they're so fucking far out there. I want to hear the craziest shit. That's what I want.
Also, I've had some information pulled up years ago. When I did the Star Wars cult about the Black Sun ritual and how it
I remember us talking about that
to all of these particular high profile industry people unaliving themselves in a very specific way, which that might be hard to talk about without getting flagged.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
We got a warning on the Denver episode for talking about reptilians.
I don't think it was a real warning.
No,
reptilians
aren't real.
I don't care.
Yeah, it sounds like something a reptilian would say.
Suck it. Yeah, JJ, I don't understand the Black Eye Club either, but we're going to figure it out. I'm going to go dig around in it. Because it is really strange to me. I get thinking about it. It's really fucking weird. Like, What do you think the odds are that Elon got punched in the eye? Or name a celebrity gets punched in the left eye.
The last black eye I had was because I was at a punk rock show and I got hit in the face with a boot.
See, that's what I'm saying. Most of the time, it's very rare that someone gets a black eye. So it's just kind of weird. I want to dig around and see what's up with it. See what type of rocks I can kick over.
I heard the person got killed by a random escaped alien.
I hadn't even heard that, but I'm down.
Shit. Can you imagine being an alien, breaking out of Area 51, get caught by a trapper? Well, first off, you have to kill a hiker because obviously a threat. Then you get caught
naturally.
You get caught in a raccoon trap. And the dude takes you back to Area 51.
That sucks.
Ridiculous.
See, I'm with all these crazy ass stories. This is what we should be covering. Fucking nuts stuff.
A lot of people like that email us are like, hey, here's my phone number. Text me. I'm like, I'm not texting you from my personal phone number. So,
well, you probably should.
Yeah, I might as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm down for alien escapees, and because we kind of been flirting with some of these like deeper conspiracies.
Yeah, they're just, I love them, but they're just so
hard to research.
That, and then the other ones are just so much information that it's like it takes a lot of time to sift.
Yeah.
Hmm. Valid point, Peyton. Yeah. And maybe that's the case with some of these people. I don't know. I'm going to look into it, though. I'm going to see what I can't dig up.
I guess I got to start diving in. I got so many started. So many started.
No, you don't. You have one that you need to do. So many, not so much. One, yes. Well, I can think of about three that you need to do.
Yeah. Yeah. Let me see. Well, I've got episode research. No. Listener encounters. I had one that was just possible episodes. Somewhere here. Where'd my file go? Oh, yeah.
Your computer probably malfunctioned and deleted it.
Yes. Okay. What I have in here is I've got one started on the Red Shoe Club. I've got one started on the Beale Ciphers, which is a treasure. Got one started on Max Spears.
That's definitely one that you need to do.
Yeah. I got one started on, dude, I don't even remember these. This one's called Death by Ouija Board. This one's called Hostile Italian Aliens. This one. Oh, it's like
the fucking mob.
Yeah, this one is.
Mob aliens.
Russian cosmonauts see UFO and occupants. The Goblin of Zaragoza. See, I
sounds dope.
That I just. Well, a lot of them I'll get to writing and I'll get to about 1,500 words and then I can't find anything else. And. We have kind of a ballpark area of how long you want an episode to be, right?
Yeah.
You have to be an hour, usually about 2,500 words. And if I don't make it there, it makes me nervous. So. I still have the book for the treasure hunt. I just don't know how to solve anything.
Well, you should.
I get to looking at it and then I just go to Reddit and see whatever everybody else found out.
Has anybody officially found any treasure yet?
If they have, they haven't said anything.
Yeah. I don't blame them either. I wouldn't tell anybody.
Hell no. We're going to find
it. I just would do what we talked about is find it, take all the treasure, and then fill it with bullshit and then put it back.
Fill it with Hollow Sky merch.
Yeah, bullshit.
That would be the best troll in the world.
It would be awesome. How pissed would you be?
Yeah.
You went through all that work to find it, and then you find it, and then, oh, some stupid podcast.
Two blue collar bumpkins that talk about alien abduction beat us to it.
And all I did was put their merch inside it and put it back.
All I got is these shitty QR stickers.
This sucks.
I've been researching this for 4 years.
That would suck. I'd still do it though.
Yeah.
I'd do it in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
Then you give some bullshit about, it's not about the destination. It's the journey, bud. It's the journey.
Maybe the real treasure is the friends you made along the way and these QR code stickers. I got to do another 40 and 50 also because people like that and people are waiting for their state. It's Connecticut. I know last time I talked trash on Connecticut, people were like, it's super fucking haunted. I don't know. I've never been to Connecticut.
Connecticut sounds dumb.
I forget it exists half the time. What? Oh, that guy, weapon in the Discord's getting a hollow sky QR. That's going to be nuts. We've officially made it. Once somebody gets it, I don't even have a hollow sky tattoo yet.
I've been wanting to get one, but
yeah, I want to get the sigil somewhere, right here.
Yeah, I'm gonna get the H somewhere too. I just haven't really figured out where I want it yet.
QR sticker to a page that says "sucks to suck." Kyle holding the Michael Jordan card. That'd be
100%.
That'd be sick.
It would be sweet.
Oh, well, Holocult, it's about that time.
Yeah.
It's about that time.
One more day of work.
Yeah. I got to go in Friday. And Saturday and Sunday, but that might not be happening. Ooh. So, yeah, we're gonna call it a night, too, Colleen. Thanks for everybody popping in. Yeah. Everybody make sure, before you leave, hit the like button, hit the subscribe button, hit the notification bell, do all that stuff. Be sure to do that. And thanks for hanging out with us, getting a little philosophical. We talked some UFOs.
It's fun.
Talk some religion, kind of just mixing it all up here.
See, you never know where the night shift's going to go.
No, it's like a box of chocolates.
Yeah, we start out talking about superpowers and shit, and then we end up in philosophy mode.
Yeah. Night shift's like a box of chocolates. You eat one and then you run for a long time. Mm-hmm. Something, Forrest Gump. Oh, Hat Man's out of here.
Deuces, big guy.
Oh, damn, it's Chucky's birthday.
Happy birthday, Chucky.
Happy birthday, Chuck. Is he in here? I don't know if I saw him in here tonight.
Find you a glowing rock.
Yeah. Anywho. Thanks for hanging out with us. Thanks for the good conversation, all. And AA's birthday.
Damn. Happy birthday to you, too.
Happy birthday to the Holocult birthday folks.
Hope it was Liddy.
Should be. Oh, I was going to say, I have been in contact with the person with the 1907 haunted mirror.
Happy early birthday.
Happy early birthday. Haven't got the semantics worked out yet, but we may be in possession of a haunted mirror soon.
Bro, we got to put that shit up.
Yeah. Anyway,
we're gonna pack so much haunted shit in that room. It's gonna suck to do a podcast. Okay. Actually, it might be dope because we might have more hosts.
Yeah, how many paranormal podcasts record actually with spirits being haunted?
Not many.
No, that's our gimmick now.
Yeah.
Anyway, I've been trying to wrap this up. Yeah, thanks for hanging out with us. Hit the likes, the notifications, all the stuff. Great chat, everyone. Appreciate it. Anybody listening to this, just a regular audio, needs to come over to the chat and we can have a voice. Let us know some stuff. Learn us some stuff.
educate.
Get learned. It's a good time. Anyway, love you guys. Thanks for hanging out. Until we meet again, stay safe, stay weird, and we'll start working on more weird episodes. We're trying our best. Kind of. So we're trying. Okay? It's fine. Everything's going to be fine.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.